All right. Welcome, everybody, to Kins is Cool. And here we are, late April, and this will be our last podcast for the academic year. We might have a show or two over the summer, but so I really appreciate everybody joining in for the whole year. So I invited all of our kinesiology seniors to join us today, and we have two of them with us. A couple shows ago, Caitlin Moore was on, and we also have one of our seniors, Maggie Shermack. And so, ladies, can you just kind of give us, we'll start with Caitlin, but just kind of give us a little bit of background about yourself, review why you chose Lake State, and what your future plans are right now.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe, for having me back. My name is Caitlin Moore. I am a senior here getting ready to graduate in, I don't know how long. I haven't really been counting down the days, but I'm trying to soak it all in. My background, I'm from Grayling, Michigan, which is 2 hours away from here. I ran track for Lake State, just got done doing research with Maggie. I think that's it for my background. I'm going to Central Michigan University for physical therapy school after
great.
This.
Congratulations.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Maggie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me. As Caitlin said, I am also a senior here. I'm from Miesic, Michigan. I chose to come up to Lake State because just like being from Miesic, Sault Ste. Marie is also a small town, and I wanted to stay in a small-knit community. I also just finished up research with Caitlin, and I am going to Grand Valley State University in the fall to go for my master's in occupational therapy.
Wonderful. Congratulations to both of you. I'm going to come back to the professional school thing here in a second, but you both talked about this this research project a little bit, and so I know that you guys were working together on it and that type of thing. Could you just kind of fill us in a little bit about exactly, like, what did you guys do and what did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, so we got the opportunity to work with Dr. Statt. He approached us last spring, and the ACHA hockey teams were coming up to him and wanting to do some kind of, like, fitness testing protocol that could be repeated. And then he kind of asked if we wanted in, and it kind of turned into a research project. I thought it was really a cool experience to be able to work with, you know, a real-world setting. You're in the classroom learning about all these fitness tests, but you never, like, you always think, oh, when am I actually going to use this? And we were able to use the test that we learned in KINS 268, which is Fit Eval 1, and we kind of threw together a fitness testing protocol. And do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think when we first started research, I don't think I've ever been more intimidated before, but I really enjoyed the experience. It was wonderful to work alongside not only Dr. Statt, but as well as Myla and Caitlin. It was a long process. It was very challenging, I think, for all three of us, but we persevered, and I think we did a lot of great work, and kind of sad it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, it's opportunities like that, I think, that help make Lake State, especially kinesiology at Lake State, a great fit for a lot of people. And as you mentioned, taking the stuff that you've learned in the classroom and then actually applying it in real life and that type of thing. So that's great. So, all right, so let's think back, you know. So Caitlin's been 4 years and Maggie 3 years, right? And just think back a little bit about, you know, how you were when you got here at Lake State. Right, and over the 4 or 3 years that you were here, how you've grown both personally and professionally at this point. Yeah, just think back and reflect on that. And so I'm getting a thumb over here that we're going to ask Maggie that question first. So Maggie, can you just reflect on your 3 years when you showed up on the steps of Lake State and now you're walking out the door?
Well, Joe, you taught my first class ever at Lake State. It was the very first class. I remember walking in there, and I was so intimidated, and I was so quiet. I was honestly beet red the entire time. I remember that. I could feel my face being flushed. Coming up to Lake State was the first time I've ever been at a school where I didn't know anybody, so that was kind of hard for me, but over the course of the next 3 years, I just kind of flourished in my own way, I believe. I really found my own voice, and I have made a lot of friends. I made a lot of personal connections, and I think that I came in very intimidated and very nervous, and I think I'm leaving here very confident and very, like, sure about myself. Professionally, I've had a lot of opportunities at Lake State. I've been a part of Kinesiology Club for 3 years. I've been on the board for 2. I've gotten to go to conferences. I've had the opportunity to go to Special Olympics. I was never able to go, sadly. Obviously, I've done research. And I feel like just as an individual and as a student, I've just grown in all aspects. And I don't think I would have been able to do this anywhere else.
So just to refresh my old mind here, what class was that you had with me the very first class you had?
KINS 101 at 10 in the morning on Monday.
Oh,
it was my very
gosh.
First one.
Okay, all right.
I think mine was at 9.
Oh.
So what about you, Caitlin? What's your reflection look like?
Well, I feel like with the combination of everything that I've been involved in, I've been able to grow as a more competent individual. I think it's made me a better leader, just with the experiences I've had here, and yeah.
Okay. All right, so ladies, so everybody's grown and everything, right? And as I said, you guys are walking out the door to your future endeavors. And so what advice would you guys have, and we'll just go individually here, what advice would you have for a student that's interested in Lake State, a student that's interested specifically in kinesiology at Lake State? What advice would you give them to just to educate them about Lake State and kinesiology at Lake State?
Well, I think I would tell them that if they come to Lake State, they're about to get a community that I definitely wasn't expecting, but very thankful for, and to soak it all in, because you never really believe someone when they say, oh, 4 years goes by so fast. I feel like I just got here.
Okay, Maggie.
I would say just to kind of take every opportunity that's handed. You know, I don't think I would have been able to do half of the things I've been able to do if I wasn't given the opportunity. And a lot of me when I first got here was like, no, I don't want to do anything. I'm scared. And I just decided to go for it. And I think it's given me kind of the best opportunities I've ever had. Kind of like Caitlin said, too, the community within the KINS department is just wonderful. We're all such a close group between students and faculty, and I think it's just a wonderful thing. Like, everyone's so supportive. So I feel like if you come to KINS at Lake State, just get ready to have, you know, a big old family by the time you leave.
Well, good. Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I think that's one thing that we do try to create is a family type of atmosphere. So I want you guys to think back or just think of some of your friends that went to college that probably went or maybe went to a larger university. I often hear that students at Lake State, oh, yeah, my friends that went to pick a university. We were talking about Michigan State with Steph last time, I think, or Michigan or Ohio State. It doesn't matter. But it's like that they've received a totally different experience than what you have here at Lake State. That I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything, but do you have any friends that went to larger schools, and have you guys compared experiences and that type of thing? Any comments on that?
Oh, yeah. Some of my friends that have went to, like, bigger universities, like, they can't comprehend me being on a first-name basis with all of my professors and just popping in their office. And I really have appreciated that. I think I've gotten a lot more out of, like, my education because of, like, the personal relationships I have with all of my professors. And I know that's just something that they didn't get wherever they went.
Maggie, did you have the same type of experience, or...?
Yeah, I have a few friends who have gone to U of M or Michigan State, and they've obviously had a good experience, but they just have not had, I think, like, the closeness that Caitlin and I have been talking about. Like, my one friend who goes to U of M almost knows nobody in her major, just kind of people in, like, in some classes. They're not all tight-knit like we are. And I think that if I went to a larger school like that, I just don't think I would like it as much. I love being able to just kind of intertwine with everybody. And I feel like that's what's nice about kinesiology at Lake State is that even as a senior, I know the majority of the freshmen. At bigger schools like that, it's almost like you'll never know anybody like 2 years down from you. So I feel like that's kind of what makes kinesiology at Lake State a little bit different, just because everyone stays intertwined throughout the entire time you're here.
So, yeah, like I said, it's, you know, four and 3 years, and a lot of things have happened. Think back to one memory, one outstanding memory that you may have that you would like to share with the group.
I think Joe knows what my memory is.
I think I do, but go ahead and share it.
But one day, I was in health promotions with Jenna, who's my best friend, and Joe came in to be a guest speaker. I don't even really remember why Joe was in this class, but he was telling us a story about when he was, before he was a professor, and he was part of this, like, organization that helped spread awareness for, like, child abduction, I think that's what it was. But their acronym was HONK, and it was like, Help Our Nation's Kids. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
So anyway, he was telling us that when kids are on the playground, they're screaming and like having fun, and you can't tell if something's like actually wrong. So they were teaching kids to honk, and as soon as he said honk, he stopped right in front of Jenna and I and just honked right in our faces, and I think Jenna Peter Pan's a little bit. I was crying. It was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So now I get Joe to honk all the time.
Well, I'm glad I can make an impressionable memory for you, I guess. All right, Maggie, what about you?
I love that story. I actually watched the re-edition of the honk a few months ago when we tried to FaceTime Jenna, so I got to see that live. I didn't see it the first time, so that was kind of nice. I've heard lots about it. Honestly, I have a lot of good memories here. I think some of my favorite ones stem from Kin's Club. I don't think I've ever walked out of there without dying of laughter. We've had a lot of good times there. We do a lot of fun stuff. So if you come to kinesiology at Lake State, join Kin's Club. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Good. So, here it is, school year's winding down, your undergraduate academic career's winding down. Friday is, I call it Senior Research Day, right? It's going to be in the SAC, right? I assume you guys are going to have your poster from your research there. And so, yeah, that's open up to the whole university. So it's a really neat thing to walk around, see all of the projects that students have done over the years and that type of thing. But then also, too, right after that, we're having our senior send-off. And I think you're both inviting guests and that type of thing. And sometimes it's a little bit of a bittersweet end there. You know, people are excited that it's happening, but also, too, maybe a little bit sad that it's happening as well. And then a week later is we're going to have graduation, right? And so if you haven't been to graduation at Lake State, and I've talked to some of the administrators and stuff, but I would say most of the faculty, not just Kin's faculty, but faculty across campus, get up and they greet the graduates as they walk across the stage, and it's either a handshake or a hug. I think for Kin's faculty, it's usually a hug or whatever. But what's going on through your heads as you're preparing for these last three big events maybe in your undergraduate career?
I think I'm just trying to soak it all in. Obviously, I said that you don't really believe someone when they tell you it's going to go fast, but we're here now. I'm just trying to soak it all in with my friends for one last time. I know it's going to be bittersweet walking across the stage. I'm excited to go to Central and for what's next, but I'm also kind of sad to leave it all behind because I've had some really good times here.
Kind of going what off Caitlin said as well, just trying to kind of take it all in. This semester has flown by. This has been the fastest semester of my life. Definitely bittersweet. I'm definitely excited to move and start grad school. However, just like Caitlin said, I don't think I'm quite ready to leave yet. I've had a lot of good times here and a lot of my you know, lifelong best friends are here, so it's going to definitely be tough. But I feel like that's kind of what's nice, though, is to look back and be like, wow, like, I really did make the most of my time here, and I met so many good people, so that it is hard to leave. It's not one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, like, I'm ready to get out of here. Like, no, I'm ready to start a new chapter, but I'm not ready to leave, you know?
Yeah, and I was trying to remember the exact words you said there, Maggie, but it was something along the concept. You didn't say it this way, but you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's probably one of my philosophies. I often tell students, you know, hey, I already got my degree, so what is it that you want to do? What do you want to do to make your degree your degree? And so, you know, you can grab the bull by the horns, you can make things happen, you can become engaged and that type of stuff. And I think you're just going to have a much better experience with all that, as opposed to just sitting back and, okay, well, I paid my money, I should be able to graduate. Well, we all know it doesn't quite work that way. So our time's kind of winding down here. Any last words of advice that you guys want to throw out there about kinesiology or...
I want to thank all the faculty members for making my time here at Lake State so memorable. You guys have taught me a lot, whether it's classroom stuff or just about life in general. Shout out Joe. Phenomenal classes. Learned a lot, especially in Allied Health Administration.
Oh, that's the class I almost got fired in. I wrote a nasty letter to the president when I first got hired. And I shared it with the class.
It was great.
It was, yeah, that was a fun class.
What about you, Maggie? Any
I would also like to say thank you to all of my professors and all of the students within the kinesiology department. I feel like I've had nothing but support going through here. And to Joe for being my academic advisor for the past 3 years and guiding me through all of that and helping me out.
I thought you were going somewhere else with some of that.
Shout out Grimace.
Shout out Grimace and the Giggler.
So in our KINS 428 class, I made it's a psych exercise and rehab class. And I think it was the psych exercise part that, I don't know, I made some reference to Grimace. And so all of a sudden now my nickname has been Grimace since the rest of the year. And so, well, ladies, congratulations on graduating. Congratulations on getting accepted into your respective professional schools. I know that really jacks us up as faculty to see students come through and succeed and do what it is that they want to do. And so with that all being said, our time has come to an end. And so, again, congratulations, ladies. Congratulations to the kinesiology class of 2025 and really to all of Lake State graduates here in the next week. Also, too, again, thanks to Mr. Mark Boucher and LakerCast Studios here at the Shouldis Library on the campus of Lake Superior State University for making this little podcast happen. I always enjoy doing it. I look forward to a couple more maybe over the summer once I chat with Mark and line up some people. I would like to maybe talk with Dr. Travis as one. I'll get that all figured out. But with all that being said, enjoy the day. Happy graduation. Congratulations to the class of 2025. Go Blue.